Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The SEPTA service cuts are here, and this will be the first day riders feel the brunt of it on their way to school or work. KYW Sheridan Howard spoke with commuters who have a lot to say about the so-called doomsday budget.
Just out of the gate, SEPTA cuts are hitting Philly hard.
Disappointment? Heartbreak?
Oh my God. Well, I'm an hour late.
A 1-2 punch, drastic cuts to service. What does that look like? Well, 32 bus routes eliminated. Gone. 16 bus routes will be shortened, and 88 total routes will be reduced. Montgomery County also feeling the pain. Over 800,000 daily commuters will be impacted. People like Wayne.
Well, this is going to cause a lot of problems getting back and forth to work. It's going to make a lot of people mad. This city is going to go crazy.
Jai, he works at the sports complex in South Philly, but he lives in West Philly. Those after-game express trains, well, they've also been eliminated. The cuts, he says, are cutting right through his pockets.
I got to go from South Philly to West Philly. Now I got to call a ride. Sometimes you don't have it, sometimes you do. I'll be on a budget.
And Philly parents like Billy, she says the struggle is real and is only going to get worse as the school year begins.
No, it hurts, and it really feels like it really hurts the folks who really, really need it.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A midday Sunday Phillies game without express trains was the first of many tests for the trimmed-down SEPTA system. KYW's Nigel Thompson spoke with some fans about how they're adjusting.
Naima from South Philly was one of the many Phillies fans making the trek to the stadium complex via the Broad Street line. But even before SEPTA's cuts, she had issues with the system.
I've been walking. I don't like the subway system because of it's either too long or too crowded, too smoky. Too much.
And that crowding is said to get worse on game days and during concerts at the stadium complex as express trains are gone along with any special event service.
I live in a neighborhood, so for me it's walking distance. To the average person it's not. For people coming from out in the county, that's going to be a headache. They cut the funding for everything, so how are they going to get home?
Adrian took the subway down to the Phillies game with her family. They're in town for the weekend from Williamsport, and public transit has been their main mode of transport.
As far as just the traffic and navigating and price of parking, it was way cheaper for the weekend to put it in the parking garage and then use public transportation.
In South Philly, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Villanova University had yet another false report of an active shooter Sunday morning. Officers responded to the call at the school's Austin Hall. Shortly after arriving, police ruled that the report was false. Those attending Mass at St. Thomas of Villanova Church were briefly told to stay in place and wait for the all clear. This follows last Thursday's active shooter alert at Scarpa Hall that officers determined to be a cruel hoax. Following Sunday's incident, the Office of Student Life sent out a message reassuring members of the Villanova community that campus is safe and that there will be increased police and public safety presence for the immediate future in wake of the past week's incidents. In Philadelphia, at least three people were shot and killed and a few others wounded in a rash of shootings across the city early Sunday morning. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the details.
Around 12:45 a.m. Sunday, police in Kensington found a man believed to be in his 30s shot in the head near E and East Thayer Streets. They took him to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead shortly after 1. That was just the beginning of a violent night for investigators. 10 minutes after that shooting took place, police say a man was shot by the intersection of Spencer Street and Warnock Avenue in Fern Rock. He was pronounced dead at the hospital just after 1:30. And a few minutes before 3 a.m., police in the Logan neighborhood of North Philadelphia responded to a shooting near 17th and Ruscombe Streets. According to our partners at NBC 10, police say a handful of men were on the sidewalk when someone walked up and opened fire, hitting at least one of the men. He shot back at the gunman, and officials say he hit him in the leg, causing him to retreat. According to police, two men were taken to the hospital with gunshot wounds, and the victim who had been sitting on the sidewalk was pronounced dead around 3:10. No word from police on the condition of the second gunshot victim, nor whether he was the original gunman. Investigators have not made an arrest in any of the three homicides. Police ask anyone with information to contact them or submit an anonymous tip. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Teachers Union and the School District of Philadelphia have reached a historic tentative contract agreement. In a release, the PFT says it's thrilled to reach a three-year pact to ensure that schools will open on time. If signed off by the union's 14,000 members, the agreement would end the possibility of a teacher strike later this month. And that's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.